Hey, welcome back, travelers. This is Relish the Journey podcast, and as always, I am your host, Miles Biggs. This week's guests are the boys from the Night Swim podcast, hailing all the way from Mobile, Alabama. It is Jackson and Douglas. These two guys are sophomores in college and hustling on the third season of their podcast, and they specialize in conspiracy theories, which is super interesting. Our conversation spanned, you know, how do you start a podcast, why conspiracy theories, the women behind the men with their good friend Savannah, who made a cameo, and it was just a good conversation. I always love networking with people doing what I'm doing, and it's a great podcasting community. So I hope you guys enjoy the conversation. Interesting guys, and I sense a collaboration in the future beyond this with these guys. So support them and follow them and enjoy the conversation. All right, so Douglas and Jackson, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, so you guys hail from Mobile, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yep, all the way down south.
That's about as south as it can be.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really can.
funny story, I actually have family from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, really?
Super extended family. It was like on my dad's side, my grandfather's cousins are from Mobile.
That's pretty extended.
Yeah, yeah, which in and of itself is very southern to say that, you know, my grandfather's cousins. But I was down there for a couple family things, did the whole crawfish boil deal.
We love those.
Yeah, went to Dolphin Island for the beach.
Yeah,
which was so crazy. So I live in Pennsylvania and grew up on the coast of New Jersey, so I'm used to the bay or used to the ocean. Yeah. And I went down there and it's the Gulf, and you can see like the oil rigs in the distance. I don't know why that was just so crazy for me. It's just so different. It was pretty neat, though.
They're just everywhere down here. Like, I look at them and say,
it's pretty normal.
Yeah, for you guys.
Down here, get used to it.
Yeah.
So you guys don't sound like you have southern accents. Are you originally from Mobile or are you transplants?
We were born here.
Yeah, I've lived here my whole life. Same as Douglas, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess we didn't really contract.
I didn't realize we had accents.
Country.
I didn't really, I hear other people who talk down here and they have much stronger accents than us. I never figure us to have accents.
Yeah, I don't think you do at all. That's what I was saying. I think you guys sound just like your average American, I guess. Not like I couldn't peg you in a geographic area by the way you talk. So you guys you guys are in college right now. Where do you guys Where do you guys go to school?
We're both in South Alabama. Mm-hmm. So staying in Mobile.
Yep. To keep it local.
Sure. And so you are college students. What year are you in school?
I am a sophomore in college.
I'm technically a freshman, but it's my second year of college.
Okay. So just for sake of conversation, you're both sophomores. Mm-hmm. So you're what, like 19, 20 years old then?
Yeah,
I'm 20,
I'll be 20 in February next month. So,
a month from today, right?
Yep.
So how did 20-year-olds in college start a podcast? Like, I love that you're doing it, and I'm very impressed that with school and everything else, this is how you guys choose to spend some of your free time. When most college kids are partying or doing whatever, you guys are building, you know, a business at the end of the day. That's what the podcast is. It's a brand, and it's you know, something very intentional with your time. So what made you guys get into the podcast game?
It was like November of last year, or before that. I had listened to a few podcasts recently. I had started listening to them. So it was like the Views podcast with David Dobrik and Jason Nash. And then it was the Rooster Teeth podcast, because I'd been a fan of those guys for a long time, and I found out they'd had a podcast. And then I think I showed Douglas the Views podcast, and like a little bit later after I showed him, he was like, hey, we should start a podcast. And I'd always thought, since probably like the first podcast I'd ever listened to, that I think that would be a really cool idea as well. You just, you know, you talk, you record. It doesn't like take a whole lot to do, and it's like very manageable to do around everything else. So we talked about it. We went and bought, we tried to buy mics from like Garage Center or Guitar Center, and like Walmart, stuff like that. And then we ended up just buying mics off of Amazon, and we taught ourselves how to just record. We record on my MacBook. We use GarageBand. It's very basic.
Sure.
And we just convert it and we just upload it. We've been doing that for
a little over a year
at this point.
It's been a lot of fun. Like, we've always had the idea, because like we would always have these like sort of random conversations. We're always like, oh, we should have recorded that.
Yeah. I guess it originated when we just like hang out with friends. We just have like hour conversations of just like back and forth, just like, I guess, banter, just like all these like stories and just back and forth, like this is humor between us. So we decided that maybe we should start recording it.
Yeah.
And we originally started as just a podcast where we would literally just talk about like whatever for an hour and a half. We never really had a set topic, I guess, for the week. It was all, it was really, it started off very sporadic. And we started off on like SoundCloud and everything like that. And that was interesting to work with. And then I think about after like 24 episodes, was that it?
I think it was higher than that. I don't even remember.
We after a while, we went on to Spotify using this website called Anchor that's been super helpful. And then we decided just out of the blue that we needed to have a set topic. And so we took a poll on our Instagram when at that time, I think we had like 150 followers, mm-hmm. if that. And one of the suggestions was conspiracy theories. And
we were sold.
Yeah, did that one person help us figure it out? We had both, I guess, been interested in like conspiracy theories of that nature, like all like the abnormal stuff that's in the world.
Yeah.
And so then we spread it out to more like mysteries, conspiracies, any strange phenomena, anything that really piques our interest that is any form of mysterious, we really wanted to focus on. So we do that on a week-to-week basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I'm looking at your guys' Apple podcast feed right now, and so it's saying you have 17 episodes live. So did you guys start one and then like rebrand it and then pick up again?
We just go by week to week, I guess, just going through different topics. There's really no, like, I guess, correlation.
It alternates. Anything that just piques our interest or anything that someone suggests, we usually, like, 1 week he'll do the research, and then he'll go over everything that episode, and, like, I'll kind of give, like, feedback, and we'll just talk about it. And then next week he'll just flip, and it's just every other week, you know, one of us is doing the research, mm-hmm. and then the other one's talking.
Yeah.
Right, and so I guess I'm answering my own question. When I click available episodes, it's saying it's season 3 of 17. So there were two other seasons before that. Then.
Okay, yeah, I can explain that. So we consider – I started doing that. So we consider our first season all of the SoundCloud episodes. But we originally – you had to pay – for SoundCloud works with uploading as much as you can. You have to pay $15 a month. And we didn't enjoy paying $15 a month to upload to SoundCloud and have people have to download an app just so they can listen to the podcast. And we were only getting, I think, like 20 plays an episode.
Yeah.
It wasn't a whole lot.
As broke college students, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, sure. And then – the Back Pocket podcast told us about Anchor. I think it's just called anchor.fm, which is essentially a podcast specific website where they take your podcast and then upload it to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, like 11 or 12 different places where podcasts are available. And so then once we moved there, I considered that season 2, just so I didn't want to, because I felt like it would be cool to just have like a different season, like a different setup.
Yeah.
And then we recorded, I want to say like 15 episodes where we continued the same thing we'd done on SoundCloud, but it was on Spotify. But then I think we got a little bit more precise. We would do like trivia episodes. We did a Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah.
We did a college football episode. And we did an episode that was on the Big Fat Quiz. Or no, it was like 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, which is a UK show that me and him really enjoy. And then once we got the conspiracy theory idea, I decided to make that season 3 is to just have another fresh start of like, this is the only episodes we're going to do from now on. It should just be its own season.
Sure.
So it is really confusing. No, I never really thought about it showing up as like season 3 that. I might need to go change that.
Yeah, I forgot you even did that.
I might need to go back and change
that. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense when you say it now, but that's why when you said you're doing it for over a year, what I look at Apple Podcasts was just from September of 2018. That's why I was asking. I was just confused for the moment, but it makes sense now for sure. So where the name Night Swims come from? What is that?
We were
I actually have the name of all the other old names we came up with.
Oh yeah, we do have some other names, but the story of Night Swims, I think we had recorded one episode.
No, we had never.
Okay, so we were just coming up with names because we had after talking about you know, making a podcast, we just started saying random stuff, and I guess I'd said Night Swims, and we were both like, ooh, I like that, because it's kind of like, it was even before way before mysteries and conspiracies, it just had like a cool sort of like, I guess, vibe to it. It really made you think, and that's kind of what I wanted the podcast to do.
It makes you like curious about what Night Swims is about.
But as we went on to conspiracy theories, it sort of went along with the whole mysterious vibe as well. And I guess that's why we've stuck with it, and that's why, I guess, we love it so much. And
yeah, now
it still raises a lot of questions.
Now it doesn't even, when it first started, it was like, that, I don't get the point of that name. But now it just seems like, I can't picture it being called anything else besides the Knights of the Podcast. Exactly.
And you mentioned you had some other names before. What were the other names?
let me pull up the note. We came up with What Makes Us Think. Topics with an X, which was Dovis's idea, which I hated.
Sounded like some sort of like 2007 emo kind of thing.
MySpace is the Facebook of 2006.
Okay.
I thought that'd be funny. Looking back on it, it's not that funny. The Interest, which
sounds
it
sounds like a newspaper.
Yeah, and then we had three recommended by a friend of ours, and they were Chunk and Dunk, Milkman, and the Paperboys.
That's funny.
And we took as many names as we could just to figure out, just to get as many recommendations as we could, but ultimately we came down to Douglas's idea, which was, in fact, Night Swims.
And I think it's a very good name.
We've gone through one name and three different logos.
Yep.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Yeah, I saw the evolution of the logo. Yeah.
The logos have, I've created them, but actually my girlfriend created the first one. Whenever we first created our Instagram, we needed sort of a face, so she went ahead and created one. And then I sort of took her idea and just made it simpler, I guess.
And better,
yeah. It was better. I shouldn't tell her I said that. And then I wanted, as soon as we figured out the whole conspiracy theory idea, I wanted it to, I came up with the key, and then I sort of kept, like, I put in, added, like, conspiracy theories and then aliens in it with the holes and stuff. And then I kept sort of from the original post or the original logo, I kept the microphone just to sort of, I guess, keep it going.
And to let people know it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you said someone suggested conspiracy theories to you guys, but was that something you guys were already into, or do you have to force yourself into it because you just like that suggestion so much?
Ever since I think I got on YouTube, I'd always like look up just like anything like who shot JFK, like Bigfoot, like anything that's like interesting. Like that stuff just really piques my interest, how it's so like, it's not like enough information for it to be real, but it's not enough information for it to be completely false. It's just somewhere in the middle where these lines of all these different things in the world, from like our most recent episode, the Arizona Lights, which is like this giant alien witnessed by like over 50,000 people in Arizona in the 90s, to something as simple and well-known as the Bermuda Triangle, which is still just as mysterious, if not more mysterious. So anything that piques our interest in that sense, it's always been interest to me, and I think Douglas as well.
Yeah, we've sort of always been interested in the paranormal, because me and Jackson used to watch a bunch of, like, those Ghost Hunter TV shows.
Ghost Adventures.
Just
branched off to everything else. And then once that person gave us that suggestion, it just both clicked with us. We just talked about it over time, too, like, we both were like, hey, you see that suggestion? And then we're like, that's probably our best option that we have right now.
We had, before this whole rebranding, we did do a conspiracy theory episode on SoundCloud.
A really iffy episode. Yeah, we tried to go over it.
It was bad, but I think we've sort of gone a long way from then.
We definitely have figured out our groove thanks to the new brand.
Sure. So, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, boy.
I think so far what we've done, I really...
is it ones we've covered or just in general?
Yeah, no, just in general. Yeah, it doesn't have to be one you cover. Okay. Yeah.
In general, and sort of, and we've done this, so it's the New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. That's the one I mentioned before we recorded. I didn't listen to all your stuff because I wanted to be surprised, but that is one I listened, I think, the most to. It kind of sucked me in.
Yeah. But no, I really enjoyed researching for that one. And the whole, like, Denver, if you haven't listened to the whole thing, but we go over, like, how the Denver airport sort of ties into the New World Order and how there's might be some sort of secret underground bunker underneath it. And it really just, I was having so much fun researching it. But I think that was definitely my favorite.
I think the craziest thing about that one was how people thought Beyonce and Jay-Z named their daughter.
Whenever I read that, I was like, this will be so great to say on the podcast. Like, I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, just so, like, it shows you can make a conspiracy out of anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you really can.
Exactly.
It's wild.
I think my favorite, actually, my definite favorite, I've said it multiple times on any podcast, it's anything involving aliens. I think just anything about aliens just sucks me in. I'm hooked on anything alien-wise. So I think anything as simple as just, like, someone once seeing an alien and, like, figuring it out, or something as, like, complex as, like, the Skinwalker Ranch, that'll just, anything extraterrestrial just gets me hooked. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to say definitely aliens is my top.
Sure. And so you've had, really, this is your third iteration of the podcast, like we said, with season 3. So what did you learn from the first, like, two seasons that brought you to this point where you feel like you've got it dialed in now?
in season one, it was definitely just don't use SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And then that was, I guess, in season one, we were still thinking, after we moved away from SoundCloud, we were still thinking, if we're just on Spotify, we can still do the same thing we're doing. We'll just have more listeners because we're more branched out. But then after season two, when we started like getting more focused episodes in the later half of that, that was when I think we started to realize, or at least for me, that if we have a set topic, then we'll have a much better podcast than just going into it blindly.
It just goes much smoother. And also, I think that we've learned how to network a lot better with other podcasts, like you and the Back Pocket.
Yeah, that's been all you.
And our followers, really, because our followers feed us a lot of the topics that we go over. And the whole social media, our Instagram page, and even our Facebook, it's just been really helpful to figure out where to go with the podcast, like episode to episode.
And I guess on top of that, I guess really recently, like maybe 2 months ago, we gained about, I think, close to 300 followers in like a span of a few days.
It was a lot.
We were at a steady like 150, 140 for about a good 5 months. Then, we just started like just branching out to anybody that follows podcasts. We would just follow them, try and interact with them. And then we jumped up to, I think now it's like 410.
Yeah.
So we've definitely had a spike, and that being on Spotify and everything also helps us, definitely get better at that. So switching to Spotify was definitely, I think, the first big step in everything else.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's huge. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I mean, like I said to you guys before we hit record, just I was following, like exactly what you said, following anybody involved in podcasts and just seeing what they're doing first and then reaching out and interacting. And then it just grows and grows and grows for sure. It's crazy. You wonder how people did anything before social media.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It makes it so much easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this your guys's like game plan? Like your sophomores in college, so you've got two more years in school. Like, what's your goal for night swims through the end of your college career and beyond?
We're hoping, like, we really are hoping that it just takes off. And I think if we just put in the work and all that, like, I don't see what's stopping us, honestly.
Yeah, the ultimate goal would be to just be able to just reach a good amount of following to where you can just make this essentially an affordable job. Just be able to, like, keep people, you know, entertain, have people like want to come back each week, and just that, I think, would be the...
We've always kind of wanted to be entertainers, I guess, and make content and stuff, so...
So I guess this is definitely our
this is the... If it doesn't blow up, but we have to have an alternate, so...
Yeah.
Finishing college is definitely top priority right now.
Sure, yeah, it's a good backup plan, finishing school.
Yeah.
So are you guys' majors aligned with some sort of, like, broadcast journalism or communications, or are you just totally unrelated?
Well, I'm majoring in, I'm sort of doing like a graphic design and then minoring in marketing. So it's somewhat, I don't know.
Yeah,
I could do something with it along with the podcast, but I don't really know what I could do besides, you know, creating another logo with graphic design.
Yeah, Douglas has a lot more close to the podcast. Mine's psychology, so, you know, nothing heavily related to conspiracies, but I guess I could overlook the psyche some people endure from maybe aliens or something like that.
You can put our guests under a trance.
But yeah, his is definitely a lot more closer to being able to help the podcast from stuff he hopefully will learn in the next few years of college.
Yeah, definitely.
Right on. So is this pretty well embraced by your college friends at school, or are people looking at you guys like you're insane for doing this on a Saturday night?
I mean, it gets mixed sometimes. Like, our friends, actually, we have a lot of friends, close friends, that really listen and love the podcast.
Yeah.
So I guess it's more praise than people think we're crazy.
And we record every episode in my girlfriend's dorm, and she's trying to make that a point right now as we're on the phone with you. But she's a big supporter, even though she keeps interrupting us.
Is she there right now?
Yeah, she is here. Sam, you wanna?
Yeah, put her on.
Yeah, Sam, come on. He wants to interview.
Yeah, she's the reason we have a studio.
Yeah, she's the unofficial night swims GM on a week to week basis. Nice. Sometimes she gets fired. Sam, introduce yourself.
Oh, hey, I'm Savannah.
Hey, Savannah, nice to meet you. My name's Miles.
Hey, Miles.
So talk to me about your part in Night Swims. You're the woman behind the men, I hear.
I really am, yeah. I give them water and a place to record, and I keep them on task when they haven't recorded in a little bit. I make sure that they do that, but I make sure they balance this with school too. Sometimes I feel like they go too head into one or the other.
Sure. Well, that's awesome. Well, they are lucky to have you, for sure.
We are. People, yeah, we definitely are.
People
She's
ask
the Night Swims mom.
people at, well, beyond that, well, she's your girlfriend, so don't call her your mom. That's a mistake, yeah, right there. So I'm married, and people ask me all the time how I balance this with, you know, my life and stuff. And I always say, man, I don't know how I do anything I do without my wife, because she is a good support structure, just like Savannah is for you guys. So give her a hug when we're done and say thank you, because every man needs a badass woman to keep him in check. That's for sure.
Definitely.
You just blew up her ego.
Well, she deserves it. You guys should blow up her ego.
She does deserve it. We know she does.
We give her some flack sometimes, but she does in fact deserve it.
That's awesome. That's cool. So as you guys were doing all of this, I'm sure some people looked at you sideways, but who gave you a really good piece of advice about, hey, we're going to start a podcast, here's our crazy idea, we're going to make it work, ultimately we wanted to make money and be our jobs, like you guys just said. So what's been a good piece of advice that you've gotten from somebody?
Our friend Preston, who listens to the podcast very heavily, is kind of one of the people who kept like pushing to the fact that we just need to keep like reach out to as many people as we can find. Cause I think at first we didn't really think about that in a sense.
Yeah, we were just trying to gain followers naturally by just putting out content.
Yeah. And then Preston just kept pushing it, cause he listens to the podcast whenever he can. And he just kept pushing the idea that if we just, you know, follow as many people who listen to the podcast, then eventually for every 50, we'll probably get like 10 back, and it worked out for the better.
Yeah.
And hopefully it continues to work.
For sure. So, yeah. Networking is so important. It's like if a tree fell in the woods, but no one's there, did it happen? You know, like you can put stuff out organically, but you've got to reciprocate, you know, you've got to show other people some love and then they show up back and so on and so forth. Yeah.
It's also fun to network and talk to people.
Oh yeah. It's been a blast talking to all the other podcasts that follow us, from you to like Back Pocket to, I want to say there was one more.
We follow a numerous.
Yeah, as many, I tend to, whenever I'm on the Instagram, because we run it together, he runs it more than I do, I would say. He pretty much manages it.
Yeah, I do all the posts.
Whenever I'm like trying to like find people, any name that just says podcast in it, I just automatically follow it. Because I think just to follow as many podcasts, I think that's just a good way to show support for all the other podcasts. And it's just a good way because, you know, I followed you just not even like thinking too much about it. And now here we are like on one of your podcasts, getting to know you and you getting to know us and everything. And I think it's turned out for the best.
It's great.
No, I totally agree. And to me, it's like you just expand your network and then you learn something new every time, you know? And then a guy I interviewed, it's a guy that he founded Never Peak Products. It's an apparel and lifestyle company. But he said something I thought was just so profound. I never thought of it before, but that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, is what he said. That's like a piece of advice he was given. And so when you think about it, you have five people in your actual life, in your day to day. For you guys, it's Savannah and each other and other people. But then if you start your day every day with a podcast and you're listening to, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk or Tony Robbins or anybody else, that's one of your five people that you're spending a lot of time with. And so that's going to help shape who you are based on those five people closest to you, whether it's a person you've never met and you're just consuming their content or somebody in your day-to-day life. So to me, that shows the power of networking, right? Like I'm in central Pennsylvania. I'm talking to you guys in Mobile, Alabama. You know, we can end up being
all the way across the country.
Yeah, we can end up being in each other's top five. And that's just the beauty of technology and helps everybody grow as a person and grow as a business and grow in your podcasting and so on. So it's really awesome when you think about it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Jinx.
So if you guys had to give advice, just in general, if you had to give just a really great piece of advice based on everything you've gone through with Night Swims, what piece of advice would you give?
If you just have a random idea and you think that it might go somewhere, just take a chance and do it. And who knows, you might have the best time of your life and get a job, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you never know where a thought can take you, really. So I guess that's my advice.
I guess to kind of piggyback on that, it's like with what Doug is saying, like if you do have something that you're very passionate about and you want to do more with it, just, I guess, don't be like scared to do it. Because I think at first when I started this, I was kind of like hesitant because like, oh, it'd be like interacting with people who have maybe heard it and they have like this idea of me, but then they meet me and it's different. They're like, they judge me for, you know, on my Saturdays sitting in a dorm room recording for an hour, hour and a half. And then just like hoping to make the most out of that while they're like doing stuff that they believe is much more impactful. I guess there's that kind of like judgment that people can get about. But if they're, you know, passionate enough about it and they want to do as much as they can with it and just go for it. And, like, don't listen to what people are saying that they shouldn't do. Listen to people say what they should do.
Listen to your heart.
I totally agree with you guys. Whenever I'm asked that question, because just like you guys, I have a podcast, but I've been interviewed for other podcasts, just like you guys are right now, right? So I get asked similar questions, and I always just say the same thing. What's a piece of advice? I just say, just do it. Like, get out of your own way and just freaking try. You know, everybody gets caught up in they want to do it the perfect way the first time, but that's unrealistic. You know, you just got to figure it out and do it. I mean, I think it was that New World Order episode we were talking about before when you had to change out like three microphones. Like, you're talking about the different color pot filters and one was being weird, the green or orange mic, right? And you figure it out. So, you know, no one's expecting, you know, broadcast radio quality with a podcast. It's part of what makes it endearing and keep people coming back. So you just got to embrace your faults, you know, and that's part of the whole journey.
Yeah, we use $60 mics in the garage.
They're not even that much.
They aren't?
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, we use cheap mics in the garage band to record and just edit all our podcasts. So we definitely have embraced all of it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I use – I don't have a Mac, but I use Audacity on my PC, which is free. Mm-hmm. You know, and I started out with a $100 Behringer podcast starter kit. It had a one XLR input for a mic, which is probably like a $10 microphone, the little simple soundboard. And I've upgraded since, but I got started with that. I did the first like 20 episodes with that until I figured out what I was doing. Then I upgraded my setup. So yeah, there's really no excuse at the end of the day.
Yeah,
we gotta upgrade.
We're planning on upgrading.
Well, you're still in college. I mean, I'm 28. Yeah. I'm out of school. Like, I've got discretionary income. Like, you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing fine. Talking about that, though, it's a good segue, I think, into a question about why do you guys call yourselves two idiots?
We really are just two idiots.
Yeah, I think we like to go into the – we like to not have the demeanor of that we know everything that we're talking about, because we want to, I guess, have people get the sense that we're just, like, in the room with them talking about this conspiracy, not talking above them in that conspiracy.
Okay.
What?
So you're calling everybody idiots?
No. I'm saying I want them to not feel like we're teaching them. I want them to feel like we're talking to them about it.
Yeah.
So if we have the demeanor of that, like, oh, we're going in with this without any knowledge, then maybe they'll feel more comfortable, like, listening more.
We're possibly below them.
Yeah. And interact with us about it, because at the end of the day, we want to have it be as casual as possible. We don't want to have like this demeanor where we're like above the people listening to us and that we're giving them all this information that we know all about it.
Right.
So we've stuck with that. Just like us two idiots who think we know everything about mysteries, conspiracies, and strange phenomena. We start every episode that way. And I think that's just a good way to introduce ourselves for anyone that starts off an episode.
It's also a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
I love that. I mean, I agree 100% with that. And that was part of the, how I approached this when I started it too, you know. In my very first episode, I said the phrase, I felt like a lot of podcasts were by millionaires talking to other millionaires about what it's like to be millionaires, you know, and not like your average dude or a couple of idiots or a couple of average guys. Like, I should really have the Back Pocket guy sponsor me at this point. I feel like the last three episodes I've been shouting out the Back Pocket, but their whole thing is they're wildly average. You guys are two idiots and I'm just a dude doing this by myself, you know, like... I think there's definitely value there where it's approachable and you're not some celebrity interviewing all these celebrities, because at some point it can get preachy or feel like they're on a soapbox or whatever it is, whether it's about conspiracy theories or business or whatever. So I'm with it. I like that. It's just interesting. You don't really see a lot of people referring to themselves as idiots. So that's why I had to ask.
We do it well.
We try.
I'm sure right now Savannah's rolling her eyes saying, yes, they are two idiots.
Yeah, I know that. Every time we say that, she does that. Yeah.
She agrees.
That's funny. So how would you guys describe this journey you're on right now of the podcasting game? How'd you describe it in three words?
Ooh, three-word thing. Oh, great.
I was hoping it would be longer to get there.
Let's see.
Douglas, I want you to go first on this.
Oh, okay, so we'll go word by word?
No, we're not going word by word. You do your three, and I'll do my three.
Okay. I've already given one.
You gotta do your own. First take.
Let's see. Three words.
Man, do not mock us.
This is hard. Like, I don't...
And it can be a phrase, or it can be three individual words.
Okay,
yeah, there's no rules. Yeah.
Again, networking. Networking fun time. There we go.
Networking fun time. All right, right on.
That's just how I look at it.
you're going to have the title. I think for mine, it'd just be like what I love. I think because at the end of the day, I've enjoyed this tremendously, and I've enjoyed each episode that I've done with it, and I just keep coming back to it. And I let alone researching like each episode, just like I spent an hour in my laundry room for my dorm just researching it. And it was just like, it was really enjoyable because I just learned about so much that I didn't know about, and just I continue to do it and just loving like talking with people who have the same interests as us.
Yeah.
Or just like podcasts in general. They're like, they're going through the same stuff that we're doing, and they're giving us advice, and then we're giving other people advice that maybe have questions. So I just love doing that.
Yeah, right on. I like it. It makes a lot of sense, and I'm with you on all those things. So when you talk about networking, have you guys hooked up with other conspiracy podcasts? Is there like a secret society of conspiracy podcasts?
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that.
we've followed quite a few.
A couple, as soon as we rebranded, like, and we started getting content out, like, there's been a couple podcasts that have pretty much similar topics to us. Come follow us, we'll follow them back, and we've talked to a couple, and
yeah, I think I don't know. I guess because we don't do just conspiracies, we do anything that's mysterious out there.
We have a broad range,
so I guess in some sense we have a more wide range of people to interact with that have the same sense like that. So I guess so far we haven't found someone that has, I guess, the exact same ideas and like favoritism that we have towards topics. But I think we definitely have, like, we've found people, but we just haven't, I guess, interacted with them like I guess you have interacted with so many people.
Sure. Yeah, it's hard at first. I mean, you got to cut through a lot of BS in people's, you know, like direct messages or whatever, because I don't know if you guys get it, but I get a lot of like, just, it seems like fake Instagram accounts. They follow me and then I get like a smiley face emoji on like five pictures as a comment.
Yeah, we get that.
You know, and it's like, what does that mean? You know, who are you? And so it's a little bit of BS that you're, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, like, I think definitely just you in the back pocket have been like our two back and forth ones we've constantly like interacted with.
There's been a couple where when we first started out, they followed us, but now it seems like we've sort of beat them because we're still going and they just stopped.
Yeah.
And it feels good, but it's also like, why did they keep going?
And reaching out to podcasts in general, the back pocket reached out to us, I think when we had like 40 followers on Instagram, and they were just like talking to us like we were just like the same amount of followers as them. They treated us just like, you know, if they were just talking to themselves, even though we only had like 40 followers and I think like two episodes out. Yeah, and we've been talking to them ever since, and they've helped us grow tremendously.
I got their Christmas card.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
Yeah. They wrote me a pretty good note. I loved it. it had a bad word in it, and I showed it to my mom. she didn't like that.
Well, that's a funny segue. What do your parents think about this? Like, you guys are in school, mom, and they're just like, this is what you're doing with your time? Or are they supportive? Yeah,
they're just glad we're not hooked on drugs. But, no, my mom listens to it. She was actually talking about our 2018 Year in Review podcast that we did. That was over at my house today. And she was talking about that one. But, no, she's been listening since day one and been a real big supporter, probably the biggest supporter in the podcast. Like, she likes all the pictures.
Oh, that's true, she does.
She's been an OG follower.
That's awesome.
My parents, they know that I do it, but they're not, I guess, on the same boat as Douglas's parents. Like, they started off, I guess, like, listening to it whenever they can, but now my brother actually listens to it more than they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my little brother, or my littlest brother, listens to it a lot more than they do. But they know that I do it, and they know that I continue to do it on a week-to-week basis, and they know that I'm hopefully one day gonna try and make some money from it.
We can only hope.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Same thing. I make $0 right now, but that's obviously the goal. Make a couple bucks for sure.
I mean, it's not to us, it's still like, worth it to do.
Yeah, to us, I think it would just be like a bonus.
Yeah,
for me, it's like my golf. That's the way I've heard it explained before. Like, somebody's hobby that's like a side hustle that's almost a business.
Yeah.
It's like, you just got to think of it like you're going to go play 18 holes of golf, but you're grinding it out in your dorm room, you know, but it's still fun. It brings you that amount of joy, like playing golf would.
Yeah, this is definitely my hobby.
Yeah, besides gaming.
Yeah.
So what... When people think Night Swims podcast, if you had to leave the world with just a little nugget of wisdom, what do you want people to think about when they think Night Swims?
Well, this is going to be very impactful. We got to be careful.
I, Oh, gosh, man. You're putting us on the spot.
Now they know why we call ourselves Two Idiots.
It's taking two of us to just think of this. Gosh, what do I want to leave? What do I want to, how do I want to leave my mark of Night Swims?
Well, I think we want to be, you know, seen as the funny guys, right? You
yeah.
know, it brings happiness I think to in our somewhat minds. Dark subjects.
Yeah, I think in our minds we're funnier than we actually think.
Yeah.
We just laugh at ourselves more than people laugh at us.
No doubt, yeah.
But I don't know. I guess we're just having fun and we're just enjoying doing it. We hope that we give people the same joy listening that we give when recording.
And we hope to, I guess, inspire people to do something that they, like, whatever they want to do, really.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what we did.
Well, if we can inspire one people in every, like, 20 episodes, then that'd be doing some good.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So, any questions for me? That's how I like to end every episode this way. I put you guys in the hot seat, made you scratch your heads. I give you the power, and you can ask me anything you want.
Well, I guess just a general question about the podcast, like, how did you get it started? Like, just research a lot about it and then just, like, prepare for, like, weeks? Did you kind of go into it like we did? We're kind of just, like, we week by week. Lot,
yeah. Yeah, so I did research and just listened to a bunch of podcasts, just a bunch and a bunch. Had the idea, and it just started as this really long note in my phone, right? Like, if I was going to do a podcast, what would I talk about? Who would I talk to? And just kept going and going. And then I pulled the trigger and did it. And I recorded 12 episodes before I went, like, live to the world, just to kind of hone the craft and my interview skills and get a good cross-section of people, and then just have 12 in the hopper so I could then focus on, you know, how the heck do I get this on iTunes and all these different places and get the word out and build that whole part up. And then now I just go week to week. So, yeah, just same, like you guys said, as a piece of advice, just do it. Like, I thought I wanted to do it. I was interested with it. So I just said, screw it. I'm just going to do it. Like, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into and just figured it out as I went along, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any questions for him?
I mean, that's probably what I was going to think about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just the one question.
But yeah, no, that I could sort of see, like, the whole similarities between, like, our podcast and your podcast, even though we're doing, like, different things, different whole different subjects. Just
the beginnings and, yeah. like, the demeanor about it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the whole mindset about it. Like, I'm not sitting here saying I'm an expert in anything. I just like to talk to people and be like a connector, right? Like, you guys have something cool you're doing, whether it's conspiracy theories or just the idea that you've started something yourselves, like as an entrepreneur idea, and just sharing with everybody. To me, that's just what I'm an expert at, is just being a connector, you know, just getting people's stories that maybe wouldn't be heard elsewhere and just trying to get it out to as many people as possible. That's my, you know, wildly average skill, as the backpacker guys would say. So,
God, we're just giving them so much.
Dude, yeah, seriously. I should get a phone call from them at this point. But I do like that sentiment that they have, you know. It's just, like you said, like, to me, I'm not trying to be pretentious or preachy. It's just, I'm just trying to have conversations and network and meet as many people as possible. And I just happen to hit record while I do it, you know, and everybody's got this journey that they're on. And I just want to learn from it, because every conversation I have, I take away a little nugget of something from every guest that then I can apply to my real life and apply to the next episode and just keep growing myself. And then eventually this will grow and hopefully other people grow in return too. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, that was easy, guys. One question. That's simple. I dig it.
Yeah, we should have taken notes before.
That's all right.
Rapid fire questions. Maybe next time.
Well, yeah. We can always do another one a year from now. Or do Where Are They Now? The Night Swims. You know?
Oh, I like that.
I wonder that every day.
Oh, I like it.
That's funny.
I'll definitely be interested in that.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Well, until the Where Are They Now episode, I will say thank you. And I appreciate your time and carving out time on a Saturday night. And thank you to Savannah for supporting you and making a cameo. Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you for having us, man.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. This was really fun. I enjoyed this a lot.
Absolutely. All right, that's a wrap for this week's episode of Relish the Journey. Be sure to follow the Night Swims podcast on Instagram. They're at nightswims.podcast for all of your conspiracy theory needs. Be sure to check out rtjmedia.com for more of our content. And like and subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's how we rise to the charge, stay relevant, and stay in the game. Appreciate you listening. Travelers, I love you, and until next time, cheers.